Bear Podcast 338. You really don't like bear drama?
No.
No bear drama for you, huh?
Okay.
Okay, I understand.
I had enough with the triad. I don't need any more of it.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and this is episode 338.
Mm-hmm. And this is a podcast where we talk about everything, pretty much, but mostly TV shows and whatever we want. Ray and I get together and watch whatever and get together in parties. Like yesterday, not really party, but where were we last night? Yesterday, we were at the Tony's Corner Pocket for the fourth anniversary of Tony's Corner Pocket.
And the beer bust.
And so beer bust for the Houston area Bears. And that's where we were yesterday. We got together just really briefly. Well, you were there bartending.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you always bartend. You're already very good at it. I should put that on the website. You bartending. You always bartend.
As long as it's a simple drink and beer, I'm good. Somebody come up with some fancy stuff, I'm like, huh? Oh. They want shots. Like the real bartenders were back there making the shots yesterday. So I was like, okay, y'all sit. But you little pretty Twinkie boy, what's Dylan or whatever his name is. I said, here, you make those shots.
So that's the advantage of being a bartender. You get to try all the drinks too, huh?
Sometimes. Except that I don't need to be drinking, so.
Yeah. Have you ever got drunk while serving?
No.
You shouldn't, right?
You're not supposed to
drink.
You can get in trouble, and the establishment can get in trouble.
Oh, if you're drunk and you're serving alcohol.
Uh huh.
I see.
Because you're supposed to be able to tell if somebody else is drunk or not.
Oh, okay. But if you're drunk and you tell everyone that they're drunk, I don't know. I haven't been drunk for a long, long time anyway. So, what else happened yesterday after the beer bust? It's you guys just went home.
I came home and took a shower and went to bed.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Well, I just came from New Orleans this weekend. Actually, I was there just for practically a day, a little bit more than 24 hours. Actually, I watched The Cult. I don't know if you know The Cult. It's a 80s band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Cult.
Yeah, The Cult. They played here in Houston a couple of weeks ago, and they played also in New Orleans, and we got tickets from in New Orleans, so we got to watch The Cult, and it's awesome. And I got to listen to their old songs. They always play their most famous songs. There are three famous songs: Wildflower, She Sells Sanctuary, and Love Removal Machine. I don't know if you heard any of those, but yeah, it's really great. The concert's really good. I really had a lot of fun, and yeah, it's a concert. And the next one would be in Voodoo Fest at Halloween, so we're gonna be in New Orleans again. So that's what we're planning to do. How about you, Ray? Have you watched any concerts at all lately?
Nope.
Or any musicals or?
Nope.
No, I thought you did once. Not even Miller Theater. No.
No.
You're not into musicals, but you are into movies, right?
I am into movies. Haven't seen any of those lately either.
Oh, not this weekend. Yeah.
Nope.
But we have some topics to talk about, like some TV shows, and we have question of the day. We have that too. But before we go to that, we have an interview from North Carolina. If you guys have been reading up on your bear news, it's about Club Cub, which is run by Dustin and Rex from North Carolina, and we had the opportunity to talk to them and talk to Dustin, actually, and we kind of try to clear up things, if that's the way to describe it. We had him in the show a couple of months ago, and right now we had him in the show again because of the controversy that's been going on. They're on Fox News. They were on somebody's a Q Notes website, And there were lots of comments, and there's really nasty comments about them. So we just had them in the show, and I got contacted by Rex, and we coordinated, and now we had them in the show, and here's the interview with Dustin. Need you to say the time, Ray.
It is 7:59 p.m.
It's 7:59 p.m. Okay, that's not working. Let's try the phone line. Dustin. Here we go.
Hello, Dustin.
This is Nard.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, joining me here is Ray. I'd like you to meet Ray.
Hey.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good to hear from you guys. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're okay. We're good. So we're recording, but first of all, I'd like to. So what exactly we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about what happened, right?
Yeah, basically what we would like to do is be able to kind of give our side of the story, clear our name, so to speak, in the eyes of the public. It's been a very long and hard road that we weren't really expecting, to be honest. Okay. So
all right.
I'm not sure what you'd like to know. I'm happy to answer any questions, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sure. All right. So, okay, I have one comment, though. I have a request. I know there's this guy from last year, is it? A guy who was the treasurer before?
Yes. Well, he was part of the event, yes. Okay. He was not a treasurer.
Oh, okay, well, fine. Is it possible not to mention any names?
Yeah, no, I'm actually glad you brought that up. Hopefully this can be edited out. You know, I'm not here to bash anybody.
Okay. All right.
By any means, I'm not going to throw any names out there.
Okay.
You know, basically, I would just like to go over what's being legally what's being said about us, and you know, clear our name of that.
Okay.
So, because there's a whole lot of backstory that is in our eyes and people that are involved that is relevant. However, it's not really relevant to everyone else. So it's just – so, yeah, that's not a problem at all.
All right. Okay. So we're going to start now. All right?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
Right, and this is Ray.
I think I lost you there, Ray.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was zoning.
You want to take two? Okay, let's take two.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining us today is Dustin from North Carolina to talk about Project Club Cub. Welcome to the show, Dustin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you've been here before, or was it Rex? I think we had you in the show before.
We actually, both of us were on the show a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were discussing Wolf Tees and some of our upcoming projects and things of that nature. One of the things that we were talking about was our event that we put on called Club Cub.
Yes. That's true. I remember we were having you – we had you guys in the show and we talked about Club Cub. And how many Club Cub events have you guys done around?
Well, this was the first one where we actually did a full-on run. In years past, it's been a pool party, a bar night, a dance party. You know, this was the fourth year of there being an event that had the name Club Cub, but this is the first year we did a full-on bear run.
Ah, okay. So it's always been a dance party, and now it's a bear run. You tried it as a bear run.
Right.
Okay.
And let me tell you, that was a very much a learning experience. We did our best to bring to the table, you know, the entertainment that we could. We had a total of five entertainers, ranging everywhere from DJs, one from Philly, one from San Diego, to performers of the. They did some acoustic performances and actually had a porn star out. So, you know, we had.
Okay.
We definitely had quite a bit of entertainment. You know, we thought we were doing, you know, nice bang for your buck. Our event was priced significantly less than a lot of the other events around the country, but that's because we're young and, you know, we're trying to learn and do everything that we can to bring something fresh to the Carolinas.
Yeah, okay. All right, so one of the reasons why we also have you in the show also because of the controversy, let's call it the controversy that's been happening right now. And we've been reading, we saw the stuff on Fox News. And we saw also some of the blogs and the websites, like the Q-Notes website. Okay, so tell us about what's going on. What's going on right now? And just tell the audience what's going on with your group.
Basically, what our plan was, you know, after we do Club Cub, get all our bills paid, at the end we were going to cut a check to a local charity here in Charlotte. That was the plan all along, and we actually spoke to the director of the charity and thought everything was in order. Turns out that there was some misinformation being given to her. That's our belief. So rather than accepting our request to hold off until mid-September, because we were in the middle of traveling, we actually had talked to her when we were down in New Orleans and Columbus. So right after Club Cub, we were still doing a lot of traveling with the t-shirts. Said, hey, mid-September, we'll get the accounting done and get your check. We got back from New Orleans, and the next day we woke up to reporters calling. So we were kind of blindsided. So rather than let it drag out, we attempted to go make good on the donation, give her a check that, you know, we were sure wouldn't bounce because at that point our accounting still was not done. So that's where the sound bites came from.
So you're saying it's really just you're supposed to have it delivered or, you know, do your accounting by mid September, and they spoke to you guys on September 4th, before the mid September, September 14th, September 20th. When did they come to you?
I'm sorry, when did who come to us?
Oh, the reporters.
Oh, that was mid-September, so it was the 14th.
Oh, it was really the 14th, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was the 14th. Like I said, the plan, and we all thought that everyone was on the same page. Turns out they weren't. So, you know, we're basically just trying to do our best to say, hey, you know, we had every right intention. We did everything that we said we would do. So right now there's a lot of negativity that's being said about us. So, you know, we want people to rather than base their opinion on us by what's being said, that we ask that, you know, you base it on personal and business relationships that you've had with us, if you have had them. Mm-hmm. And if not, if you give us the benefit of the doubt and make your own judgment. Okay. So right now there is, the lady that is in charge of the charity, mm-hmm. She did file with the Secretary of State. They've asked for some documents. We've fulfilled those obligations. So right now it's out of our hands. You know, we have no reason to believe that any legal or any type of action of that nature will come out of this. You know, there was just an opportunity to, I guess, capitalize on the moment, and quite a few people have done that. So, like I said, we're trying to move forward, keep our head focused and continue to do our events.
Yeah, let's backtrack a little on the on this issue. Okay, so it's about Project Halo that you're supposed to be having as a beneficiary, right?
Well, we never said that they were. Well, yes, they are a beneficiary. On our website, it stated that a portion of the proceeds would go to Project Halo. Mm-hmm. So we feel that, you know, after we got all of our accounting done, we feel that $100 was quite a bit of a chunk of it. I mean, there was a lot of expenses we had to pay for. I mentioned earlier we had 5 entertainers. We had to pay them for their services and their travels. We had lights. We had music, sound system, the food for the pool party, the pool rental area. There was a lot of expenses for this event.
So you're saying that it was hard to after the accounting, was there enough money to give, or is that what happened?
Yeah, well, after the accounting, we had $113. I mean, we're giving more than. I don't even know the percentage. I personally have not put one dime in my pocket. Mm-hmm. No one from the event that put on the event that we've been planning and promoting and doing all the logistics since November of last year, none of us received a dime from this. So it's just very frustrating to know that we put in all this hard work. And I understand that some people weren't satisfied with the event, but mm-hmm. you know, we're not.
The call is now being recorded.
I'm sorry?
What happened there? Oh, okay. Yeah, this is. Oh wait, keep going. Somehow this is.
Hello? I'm not sure where I was. What just happened?
Oh, okay. I don't know why.
Are you? But we feel we're on an event that was, you know. Bang for your buck, you know, majority of the people paid between $50 and $60. Mm-hmm. Was left over. Our plan was to give to the charity, say, here, mm-hmm. you know, here's a donation, and walk away and be done with it. But yeah. Unfortunately, that hasn't been able to happen.
Project Halo is, what's it really about, though? What is that project, anyway?
Project Halo is a no-kill animal shelter here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay, and that's supposed to be the beneficiary. But then, we saw on TV, we saw on Fox News that you did your donation. That's the transaction that you just needed to do, right?
Right, and that was we're very aware of how the report looked. It did not look in our favor. Again, we had just driven back from New Orleans the night before, got home at 5 a.m., slept most of the day, and then woke up to reporters calling and asking us comments.
Wow.
We talked to the guy from Fox News, and we arranged, okay, well, let's just go over there and cut a check. When we got over there, that's when the papers were flying and you said this, and we were honestly caught off guard. We had no clue, no idea any of this was transpiring. It blindsided us. Yeah. So yes, I understand how it looks on TV. However, you know, you gotta take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Look at the network it was on and how it was, because regardless if we had shown up, they were still going to be running the story. I mean, because they already had their edits of the papers flying down and the computer screenshot and interviews with the former committee member, interviews with the project director. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just really caught us off guard. Again, we just want to say, base your opinion on us by personal and business relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. What you see on TV is not always accurate. Things that are being said on the internet in an anonymous forum, you know, sometimes it's, you just got to take them with a grain of salt. There's a lot of, I mean, what this has done is created a platform for people to express express themselves, whether it be a positive or negative on a situation, in an anonymous forum where, you know, how do we defend that?
And try to,
you know, sit each person down and explain the situation. Well, there's 2 hours of backstory that lead up to where we're at, but, you know, we just don't have the time and energy to try to explain that to people.
Okay.
So we've just got to stay focused and keep our mind on the track that we need to stay on.
So with the lady on TV or with the project, are you guys in trouble or anything? What's going to happen now?
Well, like I said, she has filed with the She's filed with the State of North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State. They have asked us to turn over some records. That is not a problem. We are turning over the records. They're more than welcome to see to see anything that they would like. We have nothing to hide, you know. We have the documents saying that we gave a donation, that a donation was made in our name last year. We have proof that we made a donation this year. One of the things that was that they're requesting is records of that. So, you know, we don't feel that we have anything to hide, and we're hoping that the system does what it's supposed to do.
Okay. How about the were you supposed to be a 501c3 or 501c4 organization? Is that is that how is it supposed to be?
Let me educate not only you but also the general public. When you file for a 501c4, which is what we would we are going for, after you make the initial filing, you then have 27 months to raise the $850 filing fee. So from the time that you file, you have 27 months to raise this fee. It's not until you pay the fee that you can be considered a 501c4. Well, a lot of people are saying that we claim that we were. The only thing that we've ever said is was and still is on our website is that we were abiding by the limitations. I'm sorry, I'd like to pull it up and actually read it off the website, if that's okay.
Okay.
We never stated that we were a 501c4.
Mm-hmm.
What we did say is that we were operating within the limitations.
Okay.
And we pulled that directly off the bylaws of the IRS website. Actually, quite a few other bear runs across the country that want to be a 501c4. They use the same terminology. So, you know, we feel that we did not misrepresent that. We never asked anyone for money to give to the charity. Any time that money was exchanged was in exchange for a good or a service. So anybody that came to Club Cub and paid money received the service, meaning they got their bear run, their run pass. Within the run pass, you know, they got access to the events and, you know, the goodie bag and, you know, whatever else came in that. So we did have one sponsor this year. We did have one person that paid money out of pocket, but that was in exchange for some web design services. So we never actually collected any donations at all.
Okay. So... lastly, okay, how is this affecting now the Wolfties and Club Cub that you guys are operating in?
Well, you know, it's tough. You just got to stay focused. That's what we're doing. We're hoping that, you know, any of our future business prospects will ask us and hear us out. You know, once again, we have nothing to hide. We're just charging straight through. Each fall, we do a buy two, get one sale. We're actually in the middle of that right now, so that's going pretty well. So we've got plenty on our plate, and, you know, we're in a lot of different aspects to this. I just got to stay focused, man.
Okay. So yeah, how can I say? You guys are stressed right now, I bet. Yeah,
it's been stressful, and the biggest part about it is, you know, we haven't really been vocal, but again, it's tough. How do you be vocal to every person that's saying something about you? You know, how do you communicate with each person? You don't. So this is actually the first time we've had a chance to sit down and kind of give a little backstory or give a little bit of information that has been omitted in quite a few of the public forums and any of the reports.
Yes, and probably we can ask the listeners out there to probably comment on our website on bearpodcast.com, so they could probably voice out what they have to say or whatever. And you know, and well, what can I say? You guys, I know you guys. I've met you a couple of times in some of the bear runs, and these things are just unfortunate. Yeah.
Right. And you know, I started, I'm 27 now. I started Wolf Tees when I was 23. So, and in the process of that, I started Club Cub as well. Well, over the course of a few years, you know, you make relationships. You have to keep moving forward and do what's in best interest for the organizations, which is what I've done. During that time, you know, there has been some people that we've had to, you know, ask to step aside or move or break our ties with. And honestly, I feel it's because of those kind of relationships that we've had to endure some of the things we've had to endure. But, you know, I feel that, you know, Wolf Tees was created for a creative outlet for the bear community, which, you know, I'm a huge supporter of the community itself. Club Cub was made for a social outlet. So, I mean, everything we're doing is in good intention, and it's something I need to stay focused on in order to continue to do that. And hopefully we can just move forward. And again, I'd like to say, if anyone has any questions, you know, I'm more than happy to answer.
How can they contact you?
They can email me at dustin@wolftees.com or info@wolftees.com. Anything that's exchanged between us, they're more than welcome to post anywhere. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I can't debate in a public anonymous forum. That's just not something we have the time or energy to do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Dustin, thank you very much for being in the show. It's been, it's good to talk to you, and we got to discuss this, and hopefully our listeners will have some reaction to this, and maybe we could get some feedback.
Excellent. I do appreciate you having me on the show. You know, I'm an avid listener and I'm very much a fan. So just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, just gotta keep.
All right. So, you know, thank you very much, Dustin, and good luck. Good luck to Wolf Tees and Club Cub. Okay, so that's the interview with Dustin. Thank you, Dustin, for being the show. So, just to make it clear, everyone, that everybody's. Whoever we have in the show, it's whatever opinions that they have or stories that they have, that is their own. And it's a disclaimer. Their opinions and their reactions are their, whatever they say are their own. And their. How do you do a disclaimer, Ray? That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, pretty much. Okay, so. Okay, just also to make it clear, we also contacted Project Halo. And we contacted them through their website and through email, and we still don't have any response for them. So just to ask what's going on. And well, they're a bear club, and well, Club Cub is, and Wolf Tees, they're a business. I understand they're a business, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Give us a call, 206-222-BEAR. And let us know what you guys think of this interview and what's going on with Club Cub and Wolf Tees. Thank you, Dustin, for being in the show. Okay, so let's move on. Ray, so what's the question of the day?
The question of today is, do men or women think sex means a relationship? So when you go have sex with someone, does that do you think that you're in a relationship with them?
In my opinion, for straight sex, it usually is, right?
I don't know. I think there's as many straight hoes as there are gay hoes.
Really? Okay.
Not hoes, because they don't charge. Just sluts.
The sluts, they don't charge. It's just my experience. In my experience, if there's sex, there's a relationship. If it's a straight sex. But for gay people, this is my opinion. It's not always the case. Usually,
unless it's lesbians.
If this is lesbians.
Then usually they have sex, the U-Haul shows up, they all get moved in together.
Ray, you're so bad. But yeah, let's just say most of them, okay, Ray? Most of them? Is that good to say? Because I think my cousin, I hope she's not listening. My cousin, she's a lesbian, and I think after the first date or after the first sex, I think they moved in together. Is that what your experience too, Ray, with your lesbian friends?
I've never dated a lesbian.
Well, no. I mean, don't you have lesbian friends?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
They're all gays? All your friends are gays?
Yes, lesbians ruin your furniture.
Okay. Yeah, so what do you think? Is it always for men and or women, sex means a relationship?
Oh, no. I know there's a lot of Latino men out there that if you have sex with them, they think you're in a relationship.
Well, you've told stories before that they only chatted with you and did some fantasy, not fantasy, but probably chat with one hand or probably a video cam with you, Ray, and they're already in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think sex equals a relationship because I think they're two different things.
So you're saying sex and love doesn't always mix. They can always go together, but they don't necessarily mix.
For most men, I think sex and love is two totally different things. And most men, having sex with somebody does not mean a relationship. It means you're fucking, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for men, I always hear about this from men. To quote my friend from the Philippines, and I don't know where he heard it, that men, by nature, are polygamous. And is that true, Ray? What do you think?
I think so, because I think the whole breeding thing about that's ingrained from animal instinct, that to go procreate as much as you can with as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, very, very. I don't think there's that many species of animals out there that actually mate for life. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot more that just mate and then they go mate again and then they mate again and there's very few that mate for life. And of course, and according to the divorce rates in the U.S. and around the world, I don't think humans are considered in that mate for life anymore. Yeah.
Well, God knows us gays really like that, are like that. I mean, yeah, we do try, right?
Yeah,
we do try our best to make babies, but no. So, guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys think of sex? Is it? Does sex mean a relationship to you, or is it sex is sex? Let us know.
I am devastated over the death of 18-year-old Tyler Clementi. If you don't know, Tyler was a bright student at Rutgers University whose life was senselessly cut short. He was outed as being gay on the internet, and he killed himself. Something must be done. This month alone, there have been a shocking number of news stories about teens who have been teased and bullied and then committed suicide, like 13-year-old Seth Walsh in Tehachapi, California, 13-year-old Asher Brown in Cypress, Texas, and 15-year-old Billy Lucas in Greensburg, Indiana. This needs to be a wake-up call to everyone that teenage bullying and teasing is an epidemic in this country and the death rate is climbing. One life lost in this senseless way is tragic. Four lives lost is a crisis. And these are just the stories we hear about. How many other teens have we lost? How many others are suffering in silence? Being a teenager and figuring out who you are is hard enough without someone attacking you. My heart is breaking for their families, for their friends, and for our society that continues to let this happen. These kids needed us, and we have an obligation to change this. There are messages everywhere that validate this kind of bullying and taunting, and we have to make it stop. We can't let intolerance and ignorance take another kid's life. And I want anyone out there who feels different and alone to know that I know how you feel. And there is help out there, and you can find support in your community. If you need someone to talk to, or if you want to get involved, there are some really great organizations listed on our website. Things will get easier, people's minds will change, and you should be alive to see it.
I want to talk about some stuff that's been going on across the country, and it happened here in Houston, so it's very...
Oh, yeah, I read about this, yeah.
Very fresh here in Houston. But bullying in today's schools. Now, when I was in school, I got bullied because I was the fat kid. Not because I was gay, because back then, if you call somebody gay or fag, most of us didn't really know what that meant. Even though now that I'm older, I know what gay is, but back then I didn't. And there's a lot of bullying. There's that whole hen pecking order of middle school going up through high school and stuff. And it was pretty rough at times. But I don't think that it ever got so bad that I ever thought about suicide. And it's sad today that 13-year-old kids are killing themselves because of the bullying in schools and the pressure that gets put on them and having to deal with being gay. Because now people know what being gay is. They know what attraction to other men means at a younger age. So kids are coming out at a younger age. And in the last couple of weeks, a teen here, his name's Asher Brown, killed himself. He was 13 years old. That is directly linked to bullying. Asher, who's 13, admitted to his stepfather that he was gay on the morning that he killed himself. He had been the subject of intense bullying at his school since his family had relocated there. Some Texas classmates reportedly mocked and tormented him because of his appearance, size, religion. He was a Buddhist, and made continual gay slurs at his expense, according to a report in the Chronicle, the Houston Chronicle. Mm-hmm. He was a student in the eighth grade at Hamilton Middle School in the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District. So this is pretty close here in Houston. I mean, this is...
Yeah, we drive by it. I've been driving by it, probably.
So, it says that he had revealed to his stepdad his feelings, but the experience was described as a positive one by the stepfather, who later found the boy dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Asher had used his stepfather's revolver to commit suicide. Child Protective Services and other authorities are investigating what has been described as a two-year-long run of bullying that neither teachers or coaches would discuss or address with the parents, despite numerous attempts to do so. The big controversy about this in Houston is the parents said that they had contacted the school, have gone up to the school to talk to teachers and principals, and the school district saying none of this ever happened.
Now that's really appalling.
So it's very interesting.
Are they denying it?
They're saying that the parents never approached him about Asher's, what was going on with Asher at school, about the bullying. But they're looking into the records, because to get into a school most days, at least these days, and when I go to, I mean, you have to provide ID, you have to sign in, everything's recorded because of such the legal stuff. And the school's saying they don't have any record of his parents coming up there and talking to them about this. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting to see what's going to happen with this case.
Yep.
But it's even sad that 13-year-old kids are killing themselves because they're being bullied because they're gay.
Yeah, even Ellen. I saw the video by Ellen, and I think she's referring to Asher Brown, right?
Well, there's been several.
Several ones. There's a lot.
In the last couple months. I mean, in fact, last month, syndicated columnist Dan Savage began a campaign called It Gets Better as a way for GLBT adults to have a way to tell teens their lives will get better and hopefully persuade them that suicide is not an option. Mm-hmm. So here in Houston, the response to that is Chris Arasian has started Project Asher, which is he heard the story about Asher Brown and decided it was time to think not to think about something, but to do something. So the permission of Asher's stepfather, he is proud to announce Project Asher. And what they're doing for is looking for people to sit down and record their story. They can upload it on YouTube and then send it to projectasher@gmail.com. Or they can set up a day and a time, and a videographer will come there as soon as they can drop by and record your message and upload it for you.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, give me. I don't have the link to that. So give
It's all on the show notes.
Okay.
So any of y'all that want to do something for Project Asher, if you're here in the Houston area or anywhere, you can look at other communities and see if there's other in your own community, if there's stuff you can do about talking to kids and trying to prevent this. Mm-hmm. But when all this was going down, and this Saturday they had a memorial service at the school for Asher that I didn't get to go to, but a bunch of my friends went. I got an email Saturday afternoon from Lewis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, from Lewis.
And it shows that positive things can happen today too. And this is Lewis's email. And Lewis has talked to us before on the show. He was talking to us about being gay and what he should do, coming out and all that kind of good stuff. And we've discussed that on the show in previous episodes. But Lewis sent us this email this weekend. Okay. Hi, this is Lewis. It's been a while since I wrote to you guys. I'm just writing to tell you guys thanks. I gained a lot of courage since I first wrote to you guys. I met several students and teachers at my high school who were gay and or supporters. With the help of everybody, we formed a group called the Gay Straight Alliance. We also found a perfect teacher to be our sponsor. He too is gay and very ecstatic to help us out. We also have another sponsor who is part of a group called Communities in Schools. The Gay Straight Alliance isn't official yet, but we hope to get the okay from our principal. Anyways, I'll probably write to you guys again after November the 15th, my birthday. I finally turned 18, to tell you guys how it's going. So as usual, I hope you guys the best of luck.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thanks, Lewis. And it just goes to show that suicide does not have to be an option.
It is not an option.
It is not an option.
It is not an option.
Not an option, excuse me. It doesn't have to be an option, but it's not an option.
Yep.
It's hard out there when you're a kid. I think as adults we forget that how rough it was for us when you're in the hen pecking order of schools. And I think a lot of bears can relate to that because we were the fat kids in school early on. So we got a lot of harassment because of that.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody to go do your own video and upload it to Project Asher or find the group that's being set up to help gay and lesbian young gay and lesbian transgendered youth in your community and put your story up. And so hopefully it will get better. We have a follow-up. What did you think about No Ordinary Family?
No Ordinary Family is very interesting because it's like you said it before, it's like Incredibles in live action. The Incredibles. Yep. And having Michael Chiklis there. I like Michael Chiklis as an actor. I don't know about The Shield when he was in it. I liked him when he was in The Commish. But he's pretty okay here on No Ordinary Family, and I like it. But like I said, I think I told you this before when we were talking, right, off air, that it's the storyline. They tried to squeeze two episodes in one. That's what how I look at it. So, but it's good all in all. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a good show if they keep following the premise they're going along. I mean, you got to get the whole story started, and I think they try to cram that in. It's like, okay, you know, they didn't have a radioactive spider, but they got in fluorescent water and blah, blah, blah. They survived. Now they have superpowers.
Yeah.
And they're just, and the whole family's just discovering this.
Yeah.
I think it's the point of developing that with the powers with each one of them and how they relate to their life and what they're going to do with them.
Yeah. It's an origins story, just like any other. They always do it in the first episode. Everybody discovering their powers. I mean, any show, even Heroes, was like that. Everybody's discovering their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Even comic book stuff. The first book or the first episode is always like that. So,
yeah. And they set up that there are other superpowered people out there that are bad. So we're going to have bad guys.
That's the one that I told you before that was too abrupt. That they introduced somebody already that has power saying that you're not the only one who has powers. And then all of a sudden he was disappearing. He was moving around just like Nightcrawler. And I didn't like that part. Well, it's good that they're introducing characters, but I think it's too early. It's too early in the show. I mean, make it...
Well, they didn't really introduce characters. They just introduced that there were bad people with superpowers.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Just so that Michael Chiklis or whatever, yeah, the Mr. Incredible. I don't know how to call him yet. But he was there right in the spot. With an enemy who's got powers also all of a sudden. I was thinking, you know, when you're starting, when you're in the Origins episode, you should be, you know.
But didn't Spider-Man soft the same way? Didn't Spider-Man soft with Kingpin? I'm trying to remember who it was. I mean, like the first comic book, he had a super villain that he was against.
Yeah. Well.
And I can't remember. It's been so long. If it was Kingpin or one of the others, if somebody knows, let us know. I can't remember.
Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin, Dr. Octopus. Who was the first one in the movie? He was enemies to it. It's the Hobgoblin, right?
Hobgoblin, yeah.
Yeah, Hobgoblin.
Or the Green Goblin.
Green Goblin, yeah, the Green Goblin. Oh, that's right, the Green Goblin, yeah. And the son is the Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that's the TV show. What do you guys think of An Ordinary Family? Oh, one more thing. Since we're talking about the TV shows, how about Modern Family?
The Kiss.
The Kiss.
See, I told you it was just going to happen and it wasn't going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it didn't make it a big deal, but I was tweeting. I was messaging. I was sending messages to Eric Stone Street. That was a weak kiss. It should be sloppy and wet.
Well, I mean, it was more about the dad kissing the son than it was about the two gay guys kissing.
I know.
I mean, they just kind of downplayed the whole gay thing, that it wasn't a big deal, but it's more important that the father and son show affection than it is for the two gay guys to show affection.
No, okay, so you see that angle. That's fair. Okay, all right. I get it.
And they just slid it in. I knew they eventually were going to have to. They were going to have to do something. They were either going to make a big deal about it, or they were just going to slide it in there, and they just slid it in there.
They just slid it in there, just half a second, just pecking the lip. That's it. But it's good. I mean, it's good that they did it at last. And even though it's really just for a second or less than a second, I'm glad they did it. I mean, because it's even a Facebook group about it, saying Facebook page, when are they going to kiss? And at last they did, which is good. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to more Modern Family shows. It's coming up soon. And there's a lot. Right now, actually, my DVR is recording some stuff. I think it's recording Chuck right now. That's a good show.
Well, no, Chuck was on earlier. It's recording the event now.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know if I'm even recording the event. I'm running out of space. I have 80% left. I have 80%. I'm using 80% of my hard disk now because I have so much recording.
Well, you're going to start watching it so it can delete.
I need to delete. Do you actually delete them immediately when you watch them?
No, I let them delete on their own. Because there's always somebody that says, oh, I missed that episode. I'm like, well, I'll still get it on the DVR. Come watch it. So.
Oh, okay.
So, and as this starts needing space, it'll start deleting them pretty quick. So.
Ah, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, let's move on to our Scruff. Woof, what a bear. Okay.
Okay.
Should I do the bear and you do the chaser?
Yeah, you can do the bear.
I will do the bear. I want to
his
do
name,
the bear.
His name on Scruff is Rawr.
Rawr. Rawr.
I guess that's how you say it.
Okay, is this Jason and he's 150 years old? What does it say here?
That's how old it says on his profile, so I left it in there.
150 years old? Is he that old? Or is he a muscle bear? What is he?
Well, you got his picture.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. He's not 150 years old, but I don't know if this is a typo, okay?
No.
He's white, 6'5", 225 pounds, and he lives in Dallas with his partner of 4 years, Ben, who is a bartender at the Dallas Eagle, where they can be found most weekends. Jason and Ben love to make new friends and travel. They will be in Prague. Oh, I've been to Prague. Prague is beautiful. Okay, they'll be in Prague, Vienna, Budapest and in December, and P-Town next year. Jason is professional service program manager and working on his MBA. Good luck on your MBA. And he hopes to become an advocate for gay youth and gay homeless youth in the future. His goal is to start a homeless shelter and eventually a school for homeless GLBT youth in Dallas. Oh my God, this guy is amazing. Jason does not have a public profile, but his partner Ben is on Big Muscle Bear. Profile number 10252. And you can contact them through there if you want to be friends. Just tell them to mention Bear Podcast when contacting them. So yeah, so Big Muscle Bear 10252. Thank you for being our Move for the Bear, Jason and Ben. Great. Yep. Awesome.
And our scruff what a chaser this week is Derek. Derek is 18 years old, white, 6 foot and 195 pounds. He's a top. He lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with his 49-year-old partner, Matt. Derek is the vocalist for a metal electronica band.
Nice.
Yeah, he sent me some pictures of him performing this weekend. It was pretty hot. He models for fun, but he's not into erotic modeling.
Ooh.
He is smooth up top and very hairy from the stomach down. He's into mature daddy bears, muscle bears, and silver daddies. He likes for his men to be between 35 to 60. He wants his guys to have a hairy body, and facial hair is a must. He's looking for friends and people to hang out with. You can contact Derek and Matt through Papa Matt on Daddy Hunt.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. We should put links on the website. So we should have ask him to send in his music. We can play it in the show. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
If he's the vocalist of a metal electronica band. Nice.
I'll ask him to send a picture, but I hadn't heard back from him. So I don't know if he had school or not or what.
Oh, okay. He's busy.
So don't do the cover art yet. Hopefully I can get it from him tomorrow. Maybe get some music, send some music too, so we can play it on future shows.
Yeah, we can do that. We can have it. Maybe we can have him make some new music for us. That'd
maybe.
Maybe. That'd be great. All right. How about a comment? Here's a comment from on episode 336, DADT, Cherise on Glee and School Bullying. I'm going to talk to you about that school bullying later, okay? But anyway, here's a comment from Henry. Can't find the Facebook song on iTunes or on the internet. Is it on a CD? What label? Thanks. So, Henry, actually, you're right. It's actually it's a music that was forwarded to me. I have to ask what's his name? Homer. If you can contact me, I'll pass on the information that you want his music. Okay. I don't know if you can send the MP3 to you or something. Or did you really like it, Henry? It was pretty cute. The Facebook song. It's pretty good. Okay, Ray, as I was saying earlier, school bullying, remember?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about it, right?
Yep.
And you were being bullied, and I was somewhat of a... I feel bad now. I feel so bad now. Oh, my God. That I was kind of a bully, but I didn't know anything. You know, I now feel so bad about what's happening now with the bullying stories, and I feel so bad though. You know what I'm gonna do? This is gonna be my goal. I'm gonna look for the guy and maybe apologize to him. I know it's been probably more than 25 years. God, I feel so old. Yeah, and probably talk to the guy and look for him and maybe make amends. I don't know. Maybe he's a big professional now, or maybe he's a podcaster too. I don't know. But
Maybe he's in jail because you bullied him so bad he became a psychopath.
Oh, God, no. Guys, don't send me hate emails. God, don't. I'm sorry.
Why did you bully this guy, Maynard?
I don't know. We were kids, so I could just understand. But
why? There was always something. Okay. Usually, when you're bullying somebody, there's a reason.
Okay.
I mean, it was like for me, it was because I was the fat kid.
I think it's because of the fat kid thing.
When the other guy that I went to school with, he got bullied because he was the smart kid. He was the geek.
Ah, okay. I would say the fat kid.
So you bullied somebody because they were big, and then you grew up to having a thing for really big men.
Maybe it's really something, you know.
So subconsciously you're acting out that you wanted to be with this guy, but because you couldn't deal with that, you bullied him.
Maybe is that why? Thank you for analyzing me, Ray. Okay.
Wait to get my bill.
Okay. Just send it in the mail. All right. And the check will be in the mail soon. So yeah, we were kids. I don't know. I feel bad now. I feel so bad about this scam all going on. I'm afraid I'm gonna get some hate emails now. Oh God. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. Well, actually, we have to close this because we've been going on for a long.
Got a lot on this show.
You got a lot, and thank you guys for listening.
Cut the bleeps out, the bleeper stuff out, and make the show short enough so we can show it.
Oh yeah,
play it.
Yeah, we'll probably edit it in the morning or sometime tomorrow. I have to watch Chuck now. I have to watch a few TV shows now. I need to relax.
Yep. Well, we need to do a couple shout outs here. I got a shout out for Mr. Clay, who is finally old.
He's really old now. Weekend,
really old now. He celebrated his birthday. He's finally older than me.
He's finally older than you?
Okay. Yeah, well, I could have him birthdays at 39. He kept going, so he's older than me now.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's good. And shout out to Luis. He's the one who emailed us. Thank you. And he's the one who who emailed us before and thinking about coming out and stuff like that and joining a group. I'm really happy he's in a Gay Straight Alliance right now.
Yeah,
it's really great.
And I emailed him today to see if we can get him on the show. Hopefully, he can call us on the get on the show with us one day or something.
So. Yeah. Now that he's 18, you know.
Well, he'll be 18 in November. Well, so.
Okay, we'll have him after he's 18 because this is an adult show, and we highly recommend that the listener should be 18 and above.
That's right.
This is an adult show, but if you, I guess we're having young people no contact.
It's rated R, so it's 17 and above.
17 and above? Okay, it's rated R. Okay, that's good. Even Zach from Canada, we haven't heard from him for a long time. He's also 17 or 18. Yeah, we're getting young listeners here. Which is good. Okay.
I like him young.
Ray, watch it. Oh my God. Okay, let's move on. Let's get out of here. Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com, or you can give us a call on the landline at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, that's right. Contact us there, leave a voice message, and we will play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.